Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
church say hallelujah. You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high, it's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor.
We lift you high. with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
You are Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the Bright and Morning Star. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters, my brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory and morning glory prayer service. I greet you this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace he multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father, we bless you and we thank you. We honor you, O God. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day you have made. Thank you for giving us one more chance. We do not take it for granted. Thank you, Lord, that we breathe. We are breathing your breath. You are faithful to us, O God. All your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, O God, for your mercy, for your grace, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, O God. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we just want you to know how grateful we are to you, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart. And renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. We cry out to you, O God, for mercy. Mercy, O God, mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, your mercy on you every morning. Father, we repent of all our sins, O God. Father God, we repent. We truly repent for all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. O God, bring down your mercy. Bring down your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Bring down your mercy upon our children. Bring down your mercy upon our grandchildren. O God, mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that gives us strength. Oh, from day to day, Lord, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. Let the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We flush our bodies with the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies with the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood that gives us strength from day to day, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for healing and deliverance and restoration. Lord, we claim all the unlimited benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, oh God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, go to each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, be a wall of fire around us and be a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance. Send your holy angels to be with us, O God, to guide us and protect us, O God. Even as we pray this morning, O God, we need divine angelic assistance to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father God, send your holy angels to be with us in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals. Holy angels that are assigned to this service, O God, to this ministry. Father God, warring on our behalf, doing your biddings in our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you, O God. We cast every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destinies, in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We silence the voice of the enemy speaking in our ears. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we thank you, O God. Father God, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Touch each and every one of us this morning. Holy Spirit, touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Lead us, guide us, teach us, O God. In the name of Jesus, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord, we surrender to you. Make us your flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we just want to say thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We say hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, as we come into your presence, we are here just to bless your name, to praise you, to let you know how grateful to you. We bless your name. We praise you. Father God, as we are about to bring this, as I'm about to bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me.
Conference recording started.
Father, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Oh, I surrender to you. Let your word come forth. Let your word come forth in the power and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father God, give us revelation and understanding of your word so that we may apply your word in our lives. In the name of Jesus, make it plain and simple, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining, welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Let us go into the Word of God. We started with, Lord, teach us how to pray. We actually went into Mark 1:35, that the Bible tells us that Jesus went into a solitary, and I told you it could be anywhere in your home, in your bathroom, in your shower, whatever is that solitary place before you really come out. Come out, when I say come out, come to join others to pray. It's always good to have that time to spend with God on one-on-one. Hallelujah. Because I want you to always remember, Jesus is our prime example. Amen. Our prime example. So when we're looking at the scriptures, when we come to look at how Jesus did ministry, and if we follow, let me repeat, if we follow exactly what Jesus did, there will be a lot of breakthroughs in our lives. We've got all breakthroughs in our lives if we follow after Jesus 100%. Most of the time, we don't follow 100%. We always try to do 99.9.5, but we need to do it, follow Jesus all the way and not some of the way. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So Jesus, in Mark 1:35, the Bible says he woke up when it was yet dark. I know that scripture so well. And he went to a solitary place to pray. Mark 1:35. Then we look at again Luke 11:1. And it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place. So we know that that certain place is that solitary place. And then when he stopped praying, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, disciples. So we have established the fact that John did teach his disciples to pray because that's what the word says. And then the disciple waited, and when he's finished praying, the phone him in answered his prayer and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, we talk about following after Jesus. These disciples, the disciples are observant of what Jesus was doing. We always need to be open and keep our eyes open, be very observant of what is happening. The disciple observed that Jesus left early, went into a solitary place to pray. And look at this particular time, maybe that one of the disciples went and checked him out and saw him pray and waited until he's finished praying. As if it must have amazed that disciple to see how Jesus was praying. Because it will amaze you. I don't know about you, when you see somebody do it, say, oh, teach me how to do that. You, nobody wants to learn to be taught. I mean, let me say, some people want to learn to be taught how to do bad things. But most, if we're in the kingdom of God, and we are, we don't want to be taught how to do bad things because we're doing things against God. We want to be taught how to do the things that will please God. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So, what I'm saying, when you see somebody say, oh my God, you did this? How did you do it? I often do it when I see something, realize, I say, how you did it? Or how can I get that done? Because you admire it. Or how could you, so what I'm saying to you, the disciples admire, and then they knew that John had taught his disciples how to pray. Just to see, Lord, teach us how to pray. And this is how we need to be saying to God, God, teach us as John taught his disciples. Teach us. Teach me. Teach me. Make it a prayer for yourself. Teach me, Lord. When you're getting into some situations, I don't know about you, but when I get into some situation, and sometimes you do not even have the words, to fall in your mouth because it's so overwhelming for you. For me, it gets overwhelming at times. And I said, Lord, I don't even know how to pray about this situation. This is what I say. Lord, teach me how to pray in this situation. Teach me how to pray. Lord, teach me how to pray. I'm overwhelmed. There's so much things going on. Lord, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know how to pray. Lord, teach me. Then we go to Matthew 6:5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Don't be like the hypocrites standing in the synagogue. Look, there's some people when they pray, oh yes, they got every fasted word. But the Spirit of God, we talk about the locals and the rhema word. Nothing is dead, so it's a dead prayer. But let's look at verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That's when thou hast shut the door, thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, ye use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for such speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. Okay, let's look at this. Going to places just fancy words. No Holy Spirit. You just just repeating you for sure and fashion a prayer that I know many of you have heard prayers like that before. You're praying like you're doing giving a speech. No. Because you're speaking, you see, God sees our hearts and he knows our hearts. Speak to God, he is your father. Hallelujah. Just imagine if you go to your parents to ask for something, will you give all that big speech to before you ask, can I get a cup of milk? Then you go and give a whole forever generic. And then you go informally to your dad or your mom to ask for milk. That's fake. That's not true. You know, be yourself. When you come to God, because God already knows what we need and what we want, but he wants us to ask and it shall be given. You see, when you come to God, he is your father. Hallelujah. So that means when you come in, that's why you have to come into that intimate relationship. When you come into an intimate relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ, you don't have to be so formal. No, you can approach him. You come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So to take down the haughtiness and all that things that come simply. What a faith we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. So you talk to him. You talk to him in that certain place, in that solitary place. And say, Lord, I don't even know how to pray. Most of the time, if I had come into that blockage that I don't know how to pray because of certain situations, sometimes I'm overwhelmed. What I do is I pray in the Holy Ghost. And I just say, Holy Spirit, intercede on my behalf. I just go ahead and pray in the Spirit because the Holy Spirit, we pray the right prayer. Lord, I have no knowledge. I acknowledge to the Lord, I cannot. I don't know how to pray. I'm weak. I don't know which words to say. And then I go into the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will do the praying and will intercede for me. Many times, when you're in a right relationship with God, let me tell you, God will hear your heart even before you speak it out. And many times your prayers will go answered too because it's a spirit prayer. Oh, that's another topic. With your spirit, instead of using all of your call, but you're using your spirit to him by spirit, your soul, you're speaking to him. And he sees our hearts. He knows our hearts. He says, oh, I know that Miss Brown has in need this favor this morning. And so the Lord knows that you have that need and he's already done it. And when you go to wherever you're going, the doors of favor is open. Amen. So God sees our hearts. But when we come to him honestly and openly and to him in that certain place, he will hear our prayers. He will answer our prayers. My brothers and sisters, where do you have that certain place? Do you have that secret place? That place of joy, that place of peace that you can relax in the shower, in the your house or wherever, that certain place when it was yet dark, and you can commune with the Father. The Father wants to hear from you. He said, the Lord said, the Bible says, the Lord is seeking worshipers, but worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. He doesn't want just one. He wants all. That means you're open and honest. Hallelujah. Just like the woman at the well, Jesus already knew about her. But look what happened. She became the first evangelist in the New Testament. Come and see what the Jesus, she was running all over the town. What I'm saying to you, come into that solitary place, that secret place where the heavens are open right over you. Speak to God. Do use vain reputation. Do make a speech when you're in your room or bathroom, whatever. No, he's the best kind of friend you can have. The veil has been torn. He said, come boldly to the throne of God. What does that mean? To come boldly. Come with faith. Believing. Pray with faith. Faith. You got to believe. If you do believe, these things will not happen. But believe that it will happen in the name of Jesus. So this morning, let us pray. Lord, teach us how to pray. Lord, teach my children, pray, how to pray. Teach my children how to be true worshipers, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us, Abba Father, how to spend one-on-one time with you. Teach us, we surrender to you. Not our will, but thy will be done. Teach us, Lord, how to pray the proper words, the proper things. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Show us, lead us, direct us. Teach us, O God, that our prayers will be answered. Teach us all we need to know about prayer. Teach us, Jesus, the word. Teach us. We surrender to you. Lord, we want a relationship, a deeper relationship with you. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. He said, not my will, but thy will. Teach us with your grace how to pray. Teach us how to pray. So Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, teach my children, teach my grandchildren, teach my spouse, teach us how to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Now we're going to end with this.